Dear people, in these changing times, we may lose some stuff and, more importantly, some relationships. Losing stuff like a job, a position, having to cut back or downsizing our standard of living is really hard to deal with. But as I look back on my life, the more difficult thing for me is realizing that I may lose some relationships. There are a lot of reasons relationships come to an end. For some, it is just a slow drifting apart. For others, it is because we live in such a mobile society. Our life circumstances, such as age, socioeconomic status, employment, callings, anointing, and spirituality change, which may cause shifts in interests and priorities. Sometimes we just change and the relationship no longer works. And there are times when relationships may need to be ended, especially if they are dysfunctional or unhealthy. There is a way to part in a healthy manner. One example of this is when Naomi and Ruth parted with Orpah, Ruth 1, 8-14. It was emotional and hard, but it was done with dignity and honor. There will be times when the parting may become contentious. In those times, if possible, it is best to agree to disagree and move on. Acts 15, 36-40. Parting healthy is important, so you will not hinder God's plans to bless you. I have learned the same winds that blew stuff and relationships out of my life will blow new stuff and relationships into my life. This is a biblical principle that will only benefit you if you allow it. It took me a long time to catch this because I was so influenced by a spirit of poverty that letting go in a healthy manner was almost impossible. I did not know that when God allows anything or anyone to be taken away, it is for the purpose of establishing something far more valuable. Hebrews 10, verse 9. One day, Peter complained to Jesus about the loss of stuff and relationship because of following him. Jesus told him if he lost those things because of following him, then he would receive 100-fold more in this life. Mark 10, 28-30. That sounds too good to be true. In fact, it is so good, Jesus said we would be persecuted for it. The old religious spirit hates it when the generous heart of God is poured out on us. The enemy's plan is to keep us bound with the lie that God is an aloof, hard taskmaster who is holding back good from us. That was the original lie the devil told about God and is still telling, but Jesus came to give life and give it abundantly, John 10:10. What you believe will rule you. Believe Jesus desires to bless you with abundance in this life, and part of the abundance is some near and dear relationships. One last thing about relationship. Some loss of relationship is only temporary in order to develop the relationship into something much greater. Philemon 15-16. So if you are experiencing a loss that should not be, take heart because God's heart is restoration, meaning better than it was originally. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.